These are essentially unlined earthen impoundments that are the state-of-the-art technology from 60 to 70 years ago. And unfortunately, we have located them all across our state on our major waterways and next to our drinking water supplies, which is what you see with the Dan River.
What is the solution to this problem?
Long-term, the best solution for addressing the legacy of coal ash that we have to contend with here in Asheville is to move it to a professionally built, modern, lined facility like they're doing now at the Asheville Airport. Unfortunately, Duke Energy plans to empty the Asheville coal ash ponds and then fill them up again with new coal ash without making, at least not committing to making the improvements they need to ensure they'll be safe. Moving the ash will both address the stability problems that you're seeing at the Danville site and have been an issue at Asheville in the past, but it would also be the definitive solution to the ongoing contamination of groundwater and surface waters happening at all of these facilities.
What would such a solution mean for ratepayers?
Well, let's take our local Asheville example as the starting point. We know that Duke Energy is already removing significant amounts of coal ash from the coal ash ponds here at our Skyland facility and using them as fill at the Asheville Airport. We strongly support that project. It can be done. It can be done effectively. And when you factor in the long-term environmental risks and the costs of maintaining these facilities, it's the cheaper, smarter way to go.
Duke operates more than a dozen coal-fired power plants in North Carolina. Is the coal ash pond on the Dan River similar to any other coal ash containment area?
At its the most general level, absolutely. At most of these facilities, including here in Asheville, these acres, 90 acres of coal ash here at our Asheville facility, are held back by unlined earthen impoundments. So the fundamental technology is the same. Certainly there are different facts on the ground at each facility, but our Asheville facility has had structural problems in the past as well that Duke has had to contend with. This is not an isolated incident. It is a recurring problem with this older technology.
In this particular case, we're talking about a much smaller ash pond, though.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it is a fraction of the size, for example, of what we have here in Skyland.
And the other difference, if I read this correctly, is that this corrugated metal pipe and concrete pipe is unique.
So I think that the stormwater pipe that failed at that location, Duke, I can only have seen the press accounts, Duke says is unique to that facility. But structural problems with these earthen impoundments are by no means unique to the Danville facility. So, for example, a few years ago, Duke had to do structural work at its impoundment here at Asheville because the factor of safety, the engineering safety factor for the facilities, was below what they were looking for. In 2012, an internal dike at the Asheville facility failed, and when the dam safety folks that regulate the facility for the state asked to see the records for the dam safety inspections, Duke said they were trade secrets and wouldn't share them. This is a recurring problem across the region, across the nation. There is no long-term solution that doesn't involve moving past storing 90 acres of coal ash on the banks of our drinking water supplies.
What makes coal ash dangerous?
Well, it is a toxic waste in everything except its legal label. So coal ash is concentrated, coal left after combustion, which includes, if you take examples from across the state, mercury, selenium, thallium, arsenic, a lot of things you don't want mixing with water, a lot of things you don't want migrating off-site. What we know is that at every coal-fired power plant operated by Duke Energy in the state of North Carolina, they are contaminating groundwater beyond the legal limit at which they're allowed to do it as a result of storing coal ash on site. It is an inherently toxic material that should be handled as such, but due to legislative maneuvering in Congress, is exempted from regulation for now.
What's the status of legal action your center has taken against Duke Progress Energy? And what will the spill of coal ash into the Dan River mean for your case?
We sued the state for failing to enforce its groundwater rules against these coal ash ponds. That is currently on appeal in Superior Court. Then we threatened to sue the Asheville facility for its groundwater and surface water contamination. And the state, and this gets a little pointy-headed, sorry, but the way the system works is we can sue them in federal court unless the state acts first and sues them in state court. So when we threatened to sue them, which we're required by law to give them notice, the state, it's called overfiling, to keep us from suing, the state sued them first and then entered into a quick, we characterize it as a quick sweetheart deal with Duke Energy that requires them not to do anything particularly substantive to fix the problem. We have intervened in that lawsuit, so we're now a party to it as well, and are arguing to the court that more definitive action is required. All of this is now pending before the same judge in Wake County. And moving forward together, so it's an active litigation. But yes, we have sued and we have joined the state's lawsuit. I referred it to the state's lawsuit because I think it, for the average listener, it adds credibility to the fact that it's not the environmental groups. This is the state of North Carolina acknowledging that Duke has contaminated groundwater at all 14 of its facilities. This bill is an environmental tragedy. I do think that it highlights the significant risk of this long-term management plan. I expect we'll be pointing to it for the court, and I think it is an inescapable fact that Duke's representations to the public, to the court, and to us, that all is well in hand and nothing to worry about at the coal ash ponds is overstated.
D.J. Gerken is an attorney with Southern Environmental Law Center. Thank you very much.